This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Mina, and we're from Te Ngata Tumutu Trust.
And you're listening to
Pallyhood!
Aloha lava malo le ni supolo vanaka kia ora na taloha ni konnichiwa ni hama warm Pacific greetings and a massive kia ora to each and every one of you. Whatever corner of this globe you're tuning in from, we'd like to welcome you to the Pallyhood Show. You're here with your boys Sam and Sifa here to take you into the weekend. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good. And I cannot wait for the weekend. Yes. It's going to be fun. I don't know what's going to be fun about it, but just like I am looking forward to the weekend, trust me.
Yes. We have the Crusaders against the Chiefs.
Which the Crusaders hopefully will win.
Yes, I think they will.
Yep.
It'll be no surprise, but also, I also don't mind if they lose.
Same. Yeah.
Sick of winning.
It'd be cool to have another team win it for once.
Yeah. It's and it'll be good for New Zealand rugby.
Yeah.
If another team won. But I think Crusaders have been just like, I think, the longest running dynasty in rugby history.
Yeah, which is cool. It's lovely to have that legacy.
Mm. Yes. Anyway, on to Upu of the week.
Which is Sam.
This week's Upu is Se'evai.
Se'evai, meaning shoe?
Shoe. Shoe.
But, give us a breakdown of the word, Sam.
So, se'e in Samoan means slip.
Yeah, slip, slide.
And vai means foot or leg.
Mm.
Yeah. So they've put those two words together and you get se'e vai. So I think when jandals introduced to Samoa, I don't think they would have had a word for shoes, so they just called it se'e vai. So, you know, se'e, as I said, means slip. If you slip on something, you se'e. And then, or se'e.
Yeah.
That's another thing. But yeah, so se'e means slip and vai means foot. So I guess with introduction of jandals or shoes, people saw them as, you know, sliding your feet into these.
Yeah, slide-ons, yeah.
That's how we got the word se'e vai. Yes. So that is our upu of the week, se'e vai. And very fitting because we have a very special interview with one of the brothers based up in Auckland, just for kicks. A.K.A. Jax, who is a sneakerhead and
shoe customizer.
Yes, like, shoe custom. Does custom shoes. So a very exciting interview with just coming up right after this.
A sneaker technician.
Mm.
Ooh, like
it. Are you interested in taking part in or learning more about Pacifica crafting?
Join the Island Breeze Social Club each Tuesday afternoon.
Call the friendly staff at Tangata Atumutu Trust on 0800 727 434 for further details or to arrange for a pickup.
And as promised, we have the brother just for kicks here, aka Jax. Jax, welcome onto the Pallyhood Show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Nice. I was lucky enough to head up to Auckland to on some other business, but I got to meet up with Jax here at a sneaker convention that he was a part of. But before we get into the swing of things, I'm going to ask you three random questions just for our listeners, cause to sort of get to know you a bit better.
All right, cool. Let's go.
So first question for you is, what is your favourite food?
Ooh, home cooked or takeaway?
Up to you, completely.
Give us both.
Okay, home cooked is my mum's chicken pancakes, or exactly chicken crepes. But, you know, as a kid, that's what you're told, and that's what it is. You know, to the day you die. So to me, it's chicken pancakes. So it's like a like a creamy chicken mushroomy sauce in a crepe.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds excellent.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I know what that is because I used to make it.
Oh, really?
My brother used to own this place called the Crepe Cafe.
Mm.
And
that was one of the mushroom with the sauce. Oh, now I want it so
bad. You've made it?
Yeah.
Oh, you need
used to
make
call
that.
It the farmhouse.
Oh, okay. Nice. There you
I
go.
Want it.
Oh, hello. Oh,
sorry. Sorry to do that.
I've never seen Joe like this.
It's a funny thing, eh? Food triggers memories.
Yes. Second question for you just is, what is your favourite movie?
Bugsy Malone.
Bugsy Malone?
What movie is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's an old school movie. It's like a movie/musical where it had Scott Baio, Jodie Foster. They were like young kids as New York gangsters, and they're singing and dancing. They had guns, but the guns shoot pies. And they had cars, but the cars were like the Flintstones. They're like bicycle pedals.
Oh, man.
It's old. It's old, but it's a, yeah. And plus, I was in a, you know, in school, they did a musical. And that was a musical as well, so. I've always loved that movie. I even got it on Blu-ray as well.
I must check that movie out.
Yeah, the first time I've heard of it, and I like when people bring up new movies.
Like it came around maybe before like Neverending Story and all of that. That's from that era.
Okay.
Because as soon as you said guns that shoot pies, you immediately caught my attention.
That should be the only legal firearm.
I wouldn't mind that at all.
Like, I would love to see them make it in this day and age, but I don't know how they'll do it as well.
Man, one to definitely check out. Third and final question for you, just if you could go and see any live performer, past or present, which live performer would you like to go and see?
I've already done that.
Oh, you have?
This is a first. Who have you seen that you've always wanted to see?
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder?
Please tell us.
Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
My dad and mum were hard out, you know, loved their Motown and stuff, so Stevie Wonder, we had him on vinyl and that, so I listened to him all the time. And then just made it a goal, like, if he ever, ever came to New Zealand, I'm going. And I'm going to take my mum and dad as well. One day I was at work, and one of my friends goes, bro, you know Stevie Wonder's going to town? I didn't believe him because he's never claimed that he was a Stevie Wonder fan. So I thought, you know, this is just a joke.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, you know, my head like, oh, bro, that's me. But in my head, like, whatever, bro. I'm not going to fall for that trick. But as soon as I got home, jumped on the computer. Sure enough, he was coming to New Zealand. So I was like, yo, that's me. So, you know, just did overtime and everything else. And went and brought four tickets, me and my wife, my mum and dad. But I never told them. And then one went over to mum and dad and goes, oh, you guys here, Stevie Wonder's coming to you? And they go, yeah. We tried to get tickets, but we couldn't get any. And so, you know that moment where you're like, ha, I'm going to get you back.
Yeah.
From all this. Yeah, so it was that moment. And I said, oh, here's a letter for you. I was in the mail. And then I opened it up, you know, and my dad tried to hold back the tears, you know, but you're like, oh, you know, I have never been this happy in my life. And I just said, look, this is just the best way I can say thank you for everything you've done, you know, all the hidings and all that, and for me love him, you know, let's go. So, yeah.
Man, how was that concert?
It was mean. Oh, man, you know, it's just, I really enjoyed it. The only, you know, you get that favourite song that you wanted to sing, but you never sung it?
Mm.
It was Ribbon in the Skies.
Ooh.
Yeah, he played lots of my other favorite songs, but no, I didn't play that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, so after I've seen him, I'm not really bothered about much concerts, but that was my main one to go to.
Mm. Nice.
What was his last song?
Oh no!
Did he end it with "I Just Called to Say I Love You"?
I think so, because one of the radio stations had a competition that you can go sing on stage with them as well. And that was my brother's brother-in-law who won it.
Oh,
oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well, again, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Sam said that he actually, I was just picking up that Sam said that he went and met with you and went to a sneaker convention. I take it your passion is in sneakers. Tell us about that. Where did that start from?
You know, going around basketball and everything, watching Jordan come up in the NBA, you see shoes. So you want to play good, you have to have those type of shoes to be good. And I'll be honest, like, my parents couldn't afford it. So I had my friends had Jordans. I had, like, the Turntex and, you know, the Payless Shoe Warehouse, you know, those kind of shoes. But, you know, I didn't bother. I just coloured them in just to try and be different and make them not look like their budget shoes. And, yeah, just I loved the colours that they came in and the different brands and the shapes and the styles.
So your passion came quite early on.
Yeah.
Cool. And sorry, this convention that you went to, tell us about that. Did you have a role in it, or were you just going along?
I'm part of this Facebook sneaker group called the Bigfoot New Zealand. So it's dedicated to brothers with size 12 feet and up, so we can help make sure everybody, you know, finds the shoe that they're after. And throughout my years in their connections, one of the organizers in there reached out to me and said, "Hey, bro, we're going to be putting on an event. Do you want to come?" I said, "Bro, just say it and I'll be there." And then, you know, he gave me all the details. And then they wanted me to be part of a giveaway. So there was the organization of the event, which was called Footwork Auckland, Auckland City Council as well, who were the main driving force behind it, and Hop Socks, the local company that does socks, and myself. And yeah, so now I'm jumping on board. Anything to help support local businesses, and just, yeah, I love shoes, so, you know, you had me at sneakers.
Yeah, when I came up to the actual event, it looked so nice. There were a whole lot of different areas. And for the fans out there, if you haven't already guessed, Jack's here, or just, he is a sneakerhead, and he likes to customize. He does customize sneakers, or customize footwear. And when I went to see him and I saw his store, he had the most impressive set of shoes on his table. And the ones that blew me away the most, I seen them on his stories, but I was like, man, I'm now here touching them, were his Raro and corned beef sliders.
Yes. Yep.
Can you tell us a bit about the inspiration behind that one, besides it being food?
Yeah, food, also nostalgia. And I knew it was going to be a big event, so I wanted people to be attracted to my store. So why not go with something that's New Zealand?
Yeah.
When I made the Raro ones, I honestly wanted to see how well it would translate onto a shoe. That's the only reason. So I made it like, oh, this actually looks nice. Put it on Facebook, and it went crazy. People were wanting to buy it. So I've reached out to the company who makes the Raro, and I haven't heard nothing back from them. So fingers crossed. But because they could make money off it easy.
Yeah,
it's no joke. Just from that one pair of load, for me, it's a no-brainer, but that's just me. And then the corned beef one, because I made the Raro one, I wanted to keep that whole New Zealand thing going. And I was trying to think, what's another crazy, you know, people will think this looks ugly, but I like it at the same time. So it was obviously the Palms corned beef.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the people who were hating on it were saying, oh, Pacific's better. So.
Oh, well.
You know, but, you know, that's their way of saying, I like it, but I don't want to tell you that I like it.
Yeah.
And I reached out to them as well. And keep an eye out. They could be doing something about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I might need to, I'd love a pair of those, eh?
Yeah. I guess that'll be proper ones, so fingers crossed.
I guess with the Raro one, it's obviously, you know, because Raro is a company, so maybe you can do Raro, but change the R to a T.
Taro.
Taro.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, I've got so many different ideas. Like, I was trying to think, what's the next one I'm going to do?
Maybe, do you pin a paper another... right now, Sam?
Yeah, I've done something not with Best Friends, but with their brand.
Yeah.
So, you know, when they announced they're teaming up with the Warriors.
Mm.
So what I did, I went out and grabbed one of their jars, and then I painted the Warriors logo jersey on it.
Yeah.
Then I posted it, and they liked it, and they shared it. And they're like, oh, this could actually happen. It's like, make it a limited if you want to, just for a laugh. See what happens.
Yeah.
So, nice. Yeah.
I want to take it all the way back just to, I don't know when this would happen for you, but what was the first pair of customised sneakers you sold?
Sold?
Yeah.
Like to, as an order or to a random?
To a random, I guess, yeah. Like, was there a story where it was like the very first one, you're like, oh, I could make this into a business or something.
So the very first shoe that started it all off was actually a graduation gift for my nephew over in the States. We challenged him, like, if you were going to go graduate school, when I come over for a holiday.
Mm.
And then that happened. I was like, oh, great. We have to go now. And then what are we going to get him for a gift? So, I was racking my brain, like, what's something that no one else will have, then ding, let's make a custom pair of sneakers based on his school and everything. So he's also played American football as well. So yeah, that sparked the idea, then just did some research, played around on some few shoes, and then made his pair. And then when we gave it to him, yeah, he was over the moon, so I was happy with that. And he still got them to this day, and he still wears them.
Oh, wow.
So that's what started your shoe journey.
Yeah,
making customized sneakers.
Like, just like everything, I was like, I want to do it, but then there was no reason.
Mm.
Then I thought, here's a good reason to try and get into it.
Yeah. And how many pairs of shoes do you own?
Now, probably 10, but before I moved back to New Zealand, about 60.
Oh, wow.
Do you have a pair of shoes that you just don't wear, but you just have to...
Yeah. Is there one where you're like, I'll never sell these? Yeah. I'll never give these.
I'll never wear them. I'll keep them in this glass cabinet.
Oh, I wear all my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a pair that I won't sell, definitely.
Mm.
It's a bespoke pair, Air Jordan 1. So bespoke is a shoe that's been made from scratch.
Mm.
So you may have saw them there, bro. It was the denim Jordan 1s. They were two-tone blue denims.
Yeah.
And had a brown leather of those shoes. Yeah, I will not get rid of those.
Oh, and you brought them bespoke?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't know you could actually do that.
Yep. So that's my next transition. That's when I want to head off to try and make my own ones.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool. And so do you mind telling us a little bit more about your sneaker, like, configurations? Do you take already made sneakers and transform them, or do you make them from scratch, sorry?
So what I do, I just I paint designs and add on shoes at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So people give me different ideas, and I take that idea and chuck them on mainly like Air Force Ones, Converses, a lot of leather-based shoes because they're easier for me to work with and paint on. I can work with canvas and other materials as well. It may take a little bit longer just to try and get the desired end product for the customer.
Mm.
But I always encourage everybody to say leather shoes are better.
Leather shoes are best for customization. It's for adding on designs.
For people out there who... So you take orders as well?
Yep, I do take orders.
How do people contact you, or how do they...
All right, the best way to contact me is probably via my Instagram, which is Just For Kicks, so that's GYSTFOR Kicks with a Z.
Cool. Just For Kicks.
Just For Kicks. What has been the hardest order you've ever had to fill?
This one took me over a year.
Oh, wow.
And it was one pair of shoes. It was a Reebok Vetements Insta Fury Pump. When you see the image of it, it looks like just a bunch of kids scribbled all over the shoe, like, you know, with a marker. So I had to recreate that. My first instinct was, oh, that looks easy as, no worries. But then when I got the shoe, I couldn't find any clear images on Google. And then I had to make sure everything was placed in the exact spot and then also make sure I had the right color.
Yeah.
So it was just a long process, and I was getting frustrated. You know, I'm like, nah, I want to give up. But I had to, you know, keep going. And then, yeah, so it took me a year to finish the shoes. I said, here it is, all done. Sent the shoe off to the customer, and they never paid for it.
Oh, wow. Really?
So, yeah, karma. So, good job. You should have finished it on time. Or said no.
Yeah.
But that's when I was first starting off. So I was like, it could have been worse.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome to call them out here in this public forum if you'd not.
you can chop them off.
They lived in Christchurch and they're on a radio show.
His name's Sam.
I forgotten their name, so it's like,
Yeah.
Final question. Just how long does it take, on average, would you say, to do a customized sneaker?
Okay, so the longest will take a year, as I just said before. Now, it all comes down to the design of the custom that the person is wanting, how much detail they're wanting on their shoes, and then it comes down to the mood that I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're in the mood to do something, you'll smash it out. But if you're not in the mood, you're too busy mucking around, I might watch a movie, then, there goes the time. So, yeah, a lot of factors. They do go into it. But it could take up to a day max. I try and go 4 to 6 weeks max to do a custom. But the only reason why I say that is because I work on multiple pairs all at once.
Yeah.
I get bored just doing one shoe or one custom. So if I'm bored there, I quickly grab another one before boredom sets in and then just carry on that way. So, yeah.
You have it, fams. If you would like some customized sneakers, hit up the brother just for kicks. If you like unique, this is a very unique, be like a unique gift, really, from the brother. Make sure you hit him up at least, what would you say, just maybe like 3 months in advance, yeah?
Yeah. So at the moment, I had a customer message me on Friday saying they wanted a pair done. And I said, yeah, cool, when do you want it done? So they want it done by this Monday coming up. And I'm almost finished it. But I can't say no. I should have said no. It's going to take too long. But yeah. I'm not doing it for the money. I'm just doing it because I love what I do. So and that's also a downfall as well. Like, I need to take time out for myself as well.
Definitely. Besides Instagram, do you have any other socials?
I'm on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and.
And they can find all those links on your Instagram page, yeah?
Yeah. So go to my Insta, there's like a Linktree link, and it takes you to all of them. I even got merch too if you want to buy a t-shirt.
Oh, yo. Awesome.
Yep.
There you have it, fams. Again, the brother, just for kicks, based up in Auckland. If you would like a customized pair of Jordans or sneakers or any pair of shoe, he even does customized sliders, as you heard before, with his Raro and corned beef. Limited edition pair. Hit up the brother at least 3 months in advance. Give him some time to do those pairs. Don't ring up on Friday and ask him for Monday. Even if your family too. Again, it was a pleasure meeting you when I came up. Are there any other events coming up or anything you want to announce?
If anyone is ever keen to give this a go, hit me up. I'm not afraid to give you all the information that I have. Like, I'm here. I mainly do this to inspire others to give it a go. Because when I started, I knew nobody in New Zealand or nobody in Australia. Every person I knew was in America, and half of them weren't helpful. So I'm like, oh, this sucks. So I just did it on my own.
I'm
happy to help. Yeah.
But anyway, thank you just for coming onto the show today. Wish you all the best, and I'll try and get some customized sneakers off you.
Yeah.
At some point, yes.
Yeah, no rush.
Awesome. Thank you. Just.
Is someone in your family suffering from diabetes, heart disease, or respiratory illness?
Contact our nurses at Tangata Atumotu Trust and we will arrange for in-home support.
Call us on 0800 bus speaker, that's 0800 727 434, or contact us through our website tat.org.nz, that's tat.org.nz.
Man, it was really cool, as I said, flying up to Auckland and then catching up with a brother just at the sneaker convention he was a part of. I definitely do want to get a custom pair made. What would you get? What would you have just to make for you, Joe?
I was trying to think of what I would want to get done. Probably something from anime or, probably some sort of like Dragon Ball Z sneaker. Mm. Yeah.
Would you wear them?
Probably not. I've got a large shelf. I've got a full wall dedicated to collectibles. So I have them on there.
I've seen that.
Yeah, it's bigger now, like twice the size now. I brought extra shelves.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
What about you?
If I was to get custom ones made.
Yeah, what would you put on them?
I'd get something to do with wrestling.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I too would not wear them. I might. Oh no! Actually, I would wear them. Actually, but not often. I would wear them, and every time I walk, I would look at where I was walking very carefully, and I'd make sure not to crease my shoes.
Wear plastic coverings around them. Yes. Thank you for joining us for the show this week. If you missed this show or any of our other shows, you're welcome to download them from the Sam Sefer radio page or the Plains FM one. We'd like to thank Tangata Atamotu Trust for sponsoring the show. But from Sam and I, we want you to have an awesome, safe weekend.
Polyhood.
That was Polyhood, proudly sponsored by Tangata Atumotu Trust. To find out more about us, call 03 377 2016 or find us online at tat.org.nz.